A lot of different ways to get
around. Purely.
The
Halacha Aleph Sham. Good. Zelashano. Shinemar. Okay, the Sephardi Halacha Shav Shoshanim, and then Mikidashim Shas Chamishim, right? Ushtei Mitzos Elo. The Beis Din. Ad Kan Lashono. Vim Kain. Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar Din. Hayovel Noeg. Elin Kain.
Al Yedei.
Al Yedei Sfira. Tigrushe Beis Din. Din Lo Hokva.
Al Yedei.
Al Yedei Sfira. O Shalog. Tigrushuhu. Inu Yevel.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Basically, like, you know, we're learning, like, that there was two things that make it. So, like, Beis Din has to, like, you know, count it.
You need Beis Din
that
counts and sanctifies.
And sanctifies.
Good. Okay. And he makes it clear. This is not, again, you have to, this is like literally taking, I always talk to you guys about methodology. This is showing the methodology of Svara going step by slow step.
Yeah,
step number one, all he's establishing is, well, if you tell me that these three requirements, or these are the three requirements to create Yovel, if I don't have one of them, then what don't I have?
Yovel.
Let's understand, now let's think about that. What does that mean? If you think about that for a second, what does that mean?
Yovel doesn't really start until you enact.
Right. So okay. What's a consequence of that? Give me an example of a consequence. I don't have a Beis Din. Now what?
Shemitah is now a year earlier.
Okay. So Shemitah would be a year earlier.
Oh. Well, assuming that
it says this year we're not counting, right? We're going to stop counting. So then that means there's going to be no Yovel. But what else won't there be?
There won't be a year where we skip Shemitah.
Right, okay, but what else won't happen? What else won't happen during that time? This is where things start to get funky.
The deaths?
Think about it. What?
You don't count for Yovel either.
What, you don't count for Yovel, right? Meaning, those 49 years, right, aren't counted either. Meaning, there are no 49 years. Again, if there's no Beis Din, right, there's no 49 years to speak of. But we're still doing what? We're still
counting Shemitah.
Well, okay. See, that's the word we got to be careful about. So we're going to use two different words. We're going to use the word sphira, that's halacha counting, and then mona, which is counting. So you're going to be mona Shemitah, but you won't be sofer, so to speak.
You're counting 7 years, not 49.
Right. So notice what is he starting to build here? He's starting to build, without even getting too deep in it, a parallel. What seems like parallel institutions, right? There's one institution called Shemitah, right, and then Yovel, and even though every year that I'm, so to speak, keeping track of, in some ways should be registering towards Yovel, if you're missing any one of the three variables, doesn't register towards Yovel. When you look in your calendar, right, if there's no Beis Din, there's no reality of year three, year five, whatever. Those don't exist. Okay? Okay. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah Chesam HaBeis, Uliyovelos. One second. So the Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel also. Yeah. But how could it be the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel? That's absurd because Yovelos. Yovel takes place on when? When does Yovel start?
Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm. Right? Motzei Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
now right? One second. Dixiv B'Yom Kippurim. Ta'aviru Shofar. Right, you blow shofar, and the slaves go free, and then all the land gets returned. So what do you see? You see that Yovel doesn't start at the beginning of the year. Yovel starts the 10th of the year. Okay. What? Yeah. Okay, Hamani. So who is this like?
Rabbi Shmuel. I mean...
No. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka here. Desanya. So what does he say? Right, the Elach.
Lamed.
Very interesting.
It's weird, like it's saying basically, like you'd think that it starts like at Yom Kippur.
Well, one second. We have a problem. We have a problem in the Torah among many. What's the problem? The problem is that one verse says the Kiddushim Snatcha Chamishim. That sounds like when is Yovel sanctified? Rosh Hashanah. We have another pasuk that says you blow shofar on the 10th day, which sounds like Yovel would start when?
On the 10th day.
So how do you resolve this discrepancy? So he wants to say, I'll tell you how. He's going to say that you're miskade, that okay.
You count on the Russian.
Right, like, Tom Lover, right? So you're miskadesh, right? You're miskadesh Yovel when? No?
No, on the 10th day. Or the first day.
Rosh Hashanah. And then what happens on the 10th day?
Then you blow the show.
Right.
It becomes
and then what happens?
It actually
then
becomes Yovel.
Okay.
And then you free the slaves.
What does the other side say? Mikan Amar, keep going.
Mikan Amar, Rav Yishmael ben Yehusha, Rav Yochanan ben Berukha, Mirosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, Lo Hayovadim, Yiftarim, Bebetehem, Lo Mishavadim, Wazo Nihem, Elo Chlim, Peshotim, Vesamchim, Batrotihem, Rosh.
So they're in like this sort of like happy purgatory. Right, it's a happy purgatory. It's like we're not Meshuvah anymore.
They're still technically Avadim.
Yeah, but work for their masters.
It doesn't matter because if they're still technically Avadim, then you have.
You're right, but let me tell you something. It's much better to be there. They get the taste of freedom. It's about almost there.
Can you say it's Tosefet Yovel? You said we have Tosefet Shvi'i.
Be quiet. So okay. So now,
like, you know, they're clearly like Avadim, but like there's something like
even Shigia.
Oh, no. That difference is slave and shofar.
Niftar Avadim Avadim.
In both cases.
And
no, and when Yom Kippur hits, they blow the shofar. Niftar Avadim Avadim. The slaves are free. The sados chozel of
alem.
Good. Oh, wait, one second. So that's Rav Yishmael. No, now, what do Rabbanan say? Shanim Atam Kadesh.
Years,
you were Mekadesh. V'yatam Mekadesh Chodashim.
And then, you can't Mekadesh. No, yeah.
You don't. Meaning, like this. Meaning, but we do Kiddush HaChodesh. So what does it mean? It means like this. It means that what would happen? What would happen is that on the 50th year, Beis Din would make an announcement, according to the Chacham. What does it mean to say Bikidash Mishnas HaChamishim? What they would say is, what's taking place this year?
Yovel.
Okay, Yovel is taking place this year. Okay, so what's the machlokas factually between? Not defining. What's the factual debate between the Chacham and Rav Yishmael? Rav Yishmael holds what?
Same.
Rav Yishmael holds when does Yovel start?
Rosh Hashanah.
Well, sort of.
It
starts Rosh Hashanah.
So Rosh Hashanah is the declaration that this year will be Yovel when Yovel actually comes into place as Yom Kippur.
Right. I'm gonna give you leeway the way you said that, even though it was not precise, but it's fine. Okay. So there's some kiddush in the beginning of the year, and then what happens by the 10th is when the Avanim go free. Now, what does Chachamim hold? When does Yovel start? According to Chachamim,
Yom Kippur.
What?
Yom Kippur.
No. Yovel starts Yom Kippur.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah. Prove it to me, Zohar. I love Arya. Go. Prove it to me.
It's Mekadesh and it goes on from the beginning.
Right. So therefore, what was saying? So when does it start?
Rosh Hashanah.
So it's in Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So when what's the 10th of Tishrei?
Seems to be like that's just shofar.
It seems to be it's a shofar. Yeah, but everyone agrees the bottom. Everyone agrees the bottom go through them.
It can't be because you need both. So how can you start it with you don't have both?
It's like the call to Yovel.
So no, because
like, oh, it's Yovel now.
Yovel doesn't start with the shofar; it starts with the.
Right, good. So, really, I mean, I like your courage, but you're wrong. So, at the end of the day, the Chacham hold no; it starts on Yom Kippur, right, on the 10th of Tishrei. But so, what's Vikidashim Shas HaChamishim? Oh, they have to actually verbalize and say this will be the 50th year, but there's no idea of Yovel being expressed until when?
Well,
until the 10th. The practical nafkamina is like this: if you're whole like Rabbi Shmuel, the Chachamim are partying during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, because they're on the way out. But according to the Chachamim, they're not partying, because they're still 100% of Avadim.
They do have to work. Okay.
Yeah, they do have to work. Right. They are same of Avadim until the 10th of Tishrei.
You said everyone has to be. Oh,
right. Yeah. No. So I want to know, what's the machlokas here?
When it starts.
No, not the facts. The facts are, fatteners, I want to ask, what makes more sense? Does Yovel start as a year on the 10th, right? Both the year of Yovel and the slaves going free, or no? Because according to Yishmael, right? And then you have this strange idea, which we'll get to the secondary idea of this idea that the Chachamim, that the Beis Din has to say Mekudash that this year is holy, or no? Do you say that it starts the year starts on the 10th on the first of the year, but the Nihugim of Yovel don't start until the 10th?
I don't think I did the first one.
Good. So what Ezra's picking up on is the first step to take. Well, hold on. The first step to take is that there's something very odd that's happening here, which is that there is the, we'll call it the calendar year of Yovel, right? And then there's the Nihuga Yovel, right? And somehow those phenomena can be separate from each other.
Yep.
Which sounds crazy. No, not yeah. No, I'll tell you why. Show me where that exists elsewhere. Yo, in halacha.
Oh, of course there is.
It doesn't. But at least with this question, we got to take this Sweeway Machlokas up to really understand the Chachamim. But we can at least understand based on Rabbi Yishmael makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. On one hand, because what he's saying is that, well, Yovel must be a year, right? It has to be a year, right? Meaning Yovel, just like what we said in the first Machlokas, Yovel is no different than Shemitah. Right, that's the same contract as Shemitah. It's got to be a year.
But as a side effect, it creates this.
Right, but since the Torah tells us the Nihugim, so he does not. You can have the Nihugim exist separately from it because what do you need in place first? The construct of a year. Once that's in place, now the question of when the Nihugim come into existence that can come up later on.
Why?
We'll get to that in the Rav Chaim. Good, but the Chachamim don't say that. Now the Chachamim say is what do the Beis Din have to do? They have to go ahead and say. It is the 50th year, and they're willing to start late. But why? Okay, look at this interesting thing in Machlokas on this piece of paper here. Okay? Mo,
don't say.
Go, look at Chav Zion. Rashi. Is he over here, Chav Zion?
No.
I made it so easy for you guys.
No, I
kind of... Umavor, Midvara. No, I'm saying I didn't even bring down the actual text that we've shown him. I just figured...
Where's the letters? The Rashi. Real letters. The real ones.
Chav, what?
The real ones.
Umavor, Midvara, and Umavor...
We understand from what he says. Yeah. Shirak.
Shirak, Peshanah, Sayovel, Yesh, Mitzvah, like a day, Shashanah, the start of the year of Yovel starts with like a mitzvah of sanctifying.
Right, so only by the Yovel year do you ever have a mitzvah that Beis Din has to actually Mekadesh a year, okay? Aval Shemitah.
Well, for Shemitah and Mitzvah, like
there's no idea of Mekadesh Shemitah. So again, on the seventh year, this year, Beis Din doesn't have to say anything, okay? Now, Omna Mamiri, Kasav. Amazing. So the mirror says, no. Good. So when would Beis Din sanctify years? Every seventh year they'd sanctify?
And the next year.
Meaning they'd say, this is a holy year. And they would also say that by...
Next year.
And by Yovel.
But you,
okay.
When would you
what?
Sanctify?
Let's just finish. Hold on. No, finish.
Shanim
Atamekadesh. Right, Sha'af Shanim Shal Shemitah Yishmas of the Kachan. So you have to Mekadesh the years of Shemitah as well. You have to say, this is Mekudash. And finally, the Piskei Arid says, another Rishon, Pirei Sheyesh Chiyuv. Sheyesh Chiyuv
B'chol Shana Lakdash Ez Choshe Tishrei Shepu HaKodash Rishon B'Shana.
Oh, he says, no. Every year, Beis Din has to go ahead and Mekadesh the year, right?
Mekadesh the year for what?
Every year you have to say, this is, let's make it simple. Every year you have to say, this is year four of, let's say, Yovel cycle of 49.
That's what they're arguing with.
Rishon
is arguing with Rabbanan.
No, they're not. Why are they arguing with Rabbanan?
It says,
right, so they don't. You never Mekadesh HaKodesh.
He's saying, be Mekadesh Tishrei so that it...
Yeah, because it's the year, right? So were they only Mekadesh the 50th year? Are they Mekadesh every Shemitah? Or are they Mekadesh every year? What kind of machlokas is this? I ask. Very strange.
We know you ask.
So,
I don't know.
It seems...
Discussion have. Halachic time. Give me examples. Let's start from the ground up. Okay, what does halacha recognize as prior to the sugya, prior to what the Torah says, so to speak, about Yovel? Tell me examples of halachic times.
Like, 5 hours in a day.
Okay, so we can start about that. We can say like an hour. Okay, and it's a little bit of a later development. We can say like an hour. Okay, and you can talk about, for instance, if I have to daven, what do you call it? I have to daven by 4 hours into the day. Okay, that's so we can call it halachic time. Okay, we have a yom. A yom, right?
A year.
No, but you skipped one. Chodesh. Now, how does a chodesh come into existence?
Beis Din.
Okay, good. So now, understand. Yoms are astronomical.
Yeah.
Right? Beis Din does what? Beis Din creates the month.
Yeah.
Months don't come up naturally. Right. Beis Din creates it.
You
okay.
only have to create the first month, though. That's what we said, right?
Don't worry about the first month. The Rosh Hashanah is a whole other problem. Okay? Just push that to the side for just a second, okay? Now, think about it. But does a year
but
exist
in halacha? Years necessarily.
1 second. Does a year exist in halacha?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, a year exists by Shemitah, right? Okay, good.
No, except that
when I say a year exists, what I mean is that Right.
When you say seven years exist, really?
No, they exist astronomically. Okay. Good, good. No, one second. So when I look at my calendar, right, there's no idea of counting of Shemitah, right? Just that Shemitah, what happens every 7 years? It happens. There's a natural, organic emergence. Yeah, one second. Of a Shemitah. I would say no. What I'm saying, what I mean by astronomical is, I mean it's an inevitable reality. Okay, it's gonna. There's every 7 years will be Shemitah. Will be Shemitah. Okay,
but years are astronomical.
Right, years in halacha. No. It's not a question of hard. Years in general
doesn't.
What I'm saying, years. The idea. There's no idea of a halachic year. There's simply that every 7 years, right?
We measure years based off Shemitah.
Right, Shemitah comes into existence. But
there's no idea that Shemitah comes into existence.
Right, but there's no idea of a halachic year, though. There's no idea of a halachic year.
Of 7 years.
There's not even a halachic 7 years either. It's just that on the seventh year, I didn't do anything to bring this about. Uh-huh. Naturally speaking, it's become Shemitah. Right?
You said it's one long year.
So you're saying, all right, you're
so what's the so 1 second. So what's the chiddush of a kiddush and mishnas and chamishim according to the first way of learning, according to Rashi? What's happening here?
Saying that there is no concept of even a measurement for a year because Shemitah may not.
You have to digest.
Well,
yeah. You got to digest this for a second because it's a very novel idea. Okay, the 49 year. Forget counting. The 49 years, 7 Shemitah cycles. Right, they exist no matter what. They're an inevitable consequence of being of being live and being on Earth. They will happen no matter what. Okay, and it's true. And by the 7th year, there's a natural kedusha that emerges. Right, uh-huh. But there's no actual halachic calendar. Okay, there's no idea of an abstract halachic calendar existing. It's simply in my, we'll call it like human calendar. Exactly, right. So okay, just like a day.
So
now, 1 second, now Beis Din comes along, you know what they do? The Torah mandates that they invent, they create an actual idea of a year. And then what do they do with that year? In a sense, they part the 7x7 seas. And they stick this new foreign idea of a halachic year smack into the calendar. So that it's like literally an interruption in normal time. It's not. That's why it's a mekadesh es shnas hachamishim. It's not supposed to exist. There's no idea of it existing at all. It's simply that after 49 years, what should conventionally take place? The next Shemitah cycle. They stop the natural count and inject this new idea of a fake year into the calendar. That is a very bizarre concept, but that's what they're doing. I'm saying what Rashi's saying is that what does the Torah mandate? The Kiddushim is a whole new idea. It means stop the normal procession of the calendar. Insert year. Insert this idea of a Yovel. Then it doesn't have to be a what?
The full year?
That's why I'm not as bothered by that question. Because if you're telling me that they're inventing it, right? So that they can say, listen, we can start it when we want to. We can start it based on what the Torah tells us. Okay? Because Dovi, you don't like this, that's fine. Let's go to the other extreme for a second. The other extreme is that, no, you got to Mekadesh every year. According to the Rid. Every year's got to be Mekadesh. Well, okay, why? Why would you say that? Don't you think? One second. How could you extrapolate? Very good. The Torah doesn't say that. Torah just says
we start Yovel and Rosh Hashanah because the Torah.
How could it be? So where does the Rid get this idea from? He has the same sukkim that you do. How could he determine from one the pasuk saying only the 50th year to now work backwards and say no, every year requires that? Meaning like this. In other words, the very phenomenon. Like, remember, the Rambam has 2 mitzvos. He has Sfira and he has Kiddush. So that would fit in very nicely here because what you would say is that you can't produce the chalos of Yovel without a count of 49. So there is a reality of years prior to Yovel because you need. It's not just simply Yovel isn't simply a consequence
like one
of.
And then
it's
49.
Right. It's not a consequence of 49 years. It's actually produced through the counting of 49 years. By the way, but going back to the point I was making before. Okay, 2 points. Number one, you see that you can have this idea, and Rechaim's going to use this idea of two realities of Yovel. Right. One is of. We'll call it the year Yovel, and the other one is the Nihuge Yovel. And those can somehow exist separate from each other. And not only that, right, the other idea is that you see this concept of that Chazal, that Beis Din comes along and they create out of nothing this idea of a halachic year. Okay? Again, when I say halachic year, I mean, in other words, it comes into the natural calendar. Natural calendar is comprised of minutes, days, months, year, blah, 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 and then introduces this new idea of a halachic year. Which is literally party. It's like stopping the calendar.
They started Rosh Hashanah just to kind of avoid other problems.
I don't know about that. But one thing it does do.
Right, because if you say you start the halachic year at Yom Kippur, then It wouldn't be a hollow. It wouldn't be a.
No, you're right. No, no. Yes, yes.
It would be short.
Agreed. But there is one thing you at least you can see with this in building this case is that, well, when the Rivet asked the question about this, it's true there's no real, other than the messing up the count, practical nafkamina, but you can see a conceptual difference now between why there's a value and still counting a yovel year. Okay?
Wait.
Yeah. No, Shanim Atamakadesh. Vietamakadesh Chadashim. Okay, good. The Havi Kiddush Gamar.
Gamar. The Mal Kiddush Rosh Kiddush.
You get that? In other words, you have a calendar year, right? And Yovel comes along and does what? It like, and now creates a whole new idea of year. No Beis Din, right? No Yovel, no 50th year. No 50th year. So in your 50-year calendar, what happens in that year? You go right back to year one of Shemitah.
It's so weird.
I know.
They're making a whole new calendar on
the yes. other calendar. Yes. Now he's going to have to say this, yeah, as you'll see why. Go on. Manu Yovlos. Now, what does it mean when it says we count Yovels to sanctify Shemitahs? What does that mean? What does it mean to say we count Yovels? Look at the difference. Dimanu Yovelos to Kadesh Shemitin. What does that mean?
The counting of Yovel is dependent on Shemitah, not the counting the estimation.
No.
Does that
close.
Two different
Yovels? No, what is it? Come on. We count Yovels. But okay, so in other words, I forgot to bring this piece of Gemara in, but it doesn't matter. The point is, what this Amora says in the Gemara here is saying that, well, if you're telling me I'm not Noheg Yovel, let's say, so what's the purpose then of keeping track of Yovels?
To make sure that your Shemitahs are...
Oh, so
thank you.
So it's
to keep track... Oh, good.
Counting Yovel, and then it's...
Right, so, like, so Yovel has a practical role to let us know when Shemitah is, right?
We have...
What?
Because Yovel pushes off Shemitah by 1 year.
Right. Yeah. So you want to keep track of Shemitah. So it's an easy method to keep track of Shemitah.
No, what is it?
Once every 50 times... Ahavim Yishum Dechan Hu Hadin Ta Afal Gav Deim Yovel Noheg
Listen to that. Even though Yovel is not, we don't practice Yovel. I mean, there could be Yovel, like let's say during the time of the Second Temple. There's no Nihuge Yovel. There's no returning of the fields, right? Mikol Makom, nonetheless, Eino Oleb and Minyan Hashmitin. It won't count towards
the counting of Shemitah.
Vitzarech Limnos. And you still would have to count Shemitahs after the Yovel year is done. So even though, even though there's no Nihuge Yovel, right? We're not returning of the slaves, we're not freeing the slaves and returning the lands. There's still a reality of a construct of a year of Yovel, right? And its function right now is so we can continue to keep track of Shemitahs, okay?
So how does that change the status of the slaves?
Olufize, it doesn't. Slaves won't be going free.
But they're not working.
No. Because there's no Nihuge Yovel.
They are slaves and they are working.
Right, they're still down. Yeah.
We're not doing the thing where they are.
It's literally like this. It's literally like we can count that year, right? And none of the halakhic consequences take effect. Okay, keep going. So maybe you'll say that what was the Rambam's interpretation of what he called of the Gaonim, the Kol Zehu? So when you had the three variables, as long as three variables are there, what are they doing? They're Mekadesh Yovel. They're saying they're creating the 50th year, and you don't necessarily need these Nihuge Yovel, which he's about to say. Again, we have to explain that, but basically that's Brisker terms, but it's saying that the designation of the Shnas Yovel is expressed, it comes into existence. Ella. But they didn't celebrate Yovel. Again, the Yovel was real, but it was never celebrated. Okay. Right? Because they didn't have Kol Yoshvea. V'hachdina. Just like I was saying before, just because you're lacking the Nihuge Yovel doesn't mean you undermine the Yovel itself. Yovel can still exist as a reality even without its Nihugim. Very strange. Kamo. Right. Now here comes. Now this is. That's a good point. Well, okay. Listen to this next line. Etzem Hashana. That's a etzem is a big word Rav Chaim has to use. Etzem, the essential year of Din Yovel Leah still has the Din Yovel on it, even though there's no practical expression whatsoever of
a year, not a bunch of
minhagim. Right. Okay. Good. Keep going. Midin
Torah.
Now Korchach. And that's why it still remains separate from the Cheshbon HaShemitah. Okay, so again, I count my 49. I have the three variables. I count my 49. I create the 50th. That doesn't bind me to act. If not all the residents of Israel are there, so I don't have Nihuge Yovel. But I still have that 50th year. It still exists. Okay. Val Korchach, therefore.
What did we bring in Yosh?
He said before, Kol Yoshvea. You need all. You need,
no, why do we bring. Oh,
Rav Moshe. Rav Chaim. Yeah. That's what he means with that. Masha Inkin Lachar Korban. So after the destruction of the temple, keep going. The Chasar.
The Chazar as Vira, the Kedesh Beis Din. Etzem Hashanah Beis Din.
Right. So, after the destruction of the second temple, what were we missing?
There is no counting.
Right. And therefore, there's no year to speak of. Right. Okay. And therefore, Delok Vias Asvira Vakidish, Kol Hashanim. And in the Gvan, Volum Cheshbon Yovel, Ubatel Komaspar Yovel. Think about that. That means the entire count of Yovel disappears. So after the temple's destroyed, it's not simply a difference of a calendar year. Rather, this count here, and these are two completely different phenomena. Two different phenomena. Okay? That's like his primary hypothesis. Okay? He's going to take this point and keep refining it.
Ein Yoshvim is a separate phenomenon from after temple, from after Harlem.
Right, exactly. Here.
Because Ein Yoshvim has Yovel, but without.
Well, let's start here. What happens here? Shemitah plus Yovel, and it's full form.
Right.
Which means all the citizens are present. We have
Shemitah.
We're selling Yovel. And we have all the variables, and they're freeing the slaves. Okay? Here, no Beis Din, right? No Sfira, no Kiddush, no Yovel, right? No Nihuga Yovel. Here, weird period of time, right? Uh-huh. We have the Yovel, we have the halachic Yovel year, but no Nihuge Yovel, okay? Here,
there's nothing.
Nothing, okay.
So you're saying that you count Yovel.
Clear. The citizens present is not a din in the construct of the year, it's a din in the practice
but
of the
in
year.
In the construct of the
year. He's trying to take a secondary point and borrow that to really construct this, what he considers to be this pivotal theory, which is the idea of like, ground. Well, again, to separate out. There's something called a construct of a year that can exist, and then there is the application of the year. Normally speaking, you would never see those two ideas being separate from each other. It'd be crazy. You would never say, today is Shabbos, right, without what?
Yes, there was.
Without what? Without the Isser Malacha. What does that mean? You can't have Shabbos without Isser Malacha. I mean, the day itself and its Nihugim always go hand in hand in Halacha. But he's insisting here that Yovel's different. Yovel's where they separate.
The normal calendar year.
I don't think just